Welcome back to Racing Pulse Live from the sales and one of the most prominent Victorian syndicators, and we get to see their colours in action in recent years with remarkable success, is Prime Thoroughbreds. And Joe O'Neill joins us out here at the sales. Good morning, Joe.
Lovely to be out here on a beautiful, fresh autumn morning,
mate. It is a fresh autumn morning, and you're wearing shorts.
Yeah, I know. I thought that when I got out here this morning, I thought, I picked this poorly.
How's the sale been for you? Because you were telling me you don't normally play that hard during the Premier sale.
No, it's not. It's a sale over the years. See, I sort of hit the Magic Millions and the Classic, and we get out here, and look, I had five fillies I had betted, all five passed the bet, and I sat back and sort of put values on them and hope something would fall through the cracks, because I've nearly filled up my book for the year. I bought 14 before we got here. So anyway, yesterday I was lucky, a Shalar filly fell through the cracks. I bought it for $90,000, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah.
And the other four fillies went for three times more than I thought they'd, some of them down to sort of double what I thought they were worth. So it was it was good to get a nice, she's a nice filly out of a good mare, and the mare's a stakes winner, and the second mare's a champion filly in New Zealand, so it's a good family.
This sale has been super strong. They've had a record number of horses over 300,000 and above, but speaking to Philip Campbell the other day from Blue Gum, they sold a horse for $45,000 when they thought it had reached over 100 with Robert Crabtree, and they said our commitment is to sell at this sale, even if we don't get what we want. Speaking just then to Sam Matthews from Swettenham, they said they sold a Highland Reel to Liam Howley, which he said was stolen. And so there's bargains that can be found out here.
Oh, it's the same at every sale. I mean, you go to sales and you sit back and, you know, I bought Rubisaki a couple of years ago for $85,000 and probably thought she should have bought $150,000 or $160,000. So if you've done your homework and you've got your vetting done, and we won't buy unless our vet clears them and they're on our list, and we sit there and put our values on them and think, okay, let's try and buy them under the odds, it'll happen. You know, if you haven't done the homework, well, if something comes in, you think this is cheap but you haven't had it vetted, well, so be it. I mean, I just paid my vet bill for the Classic sale this morning, it was $5,000. I spent $8,000 at the Gold Coast getting horses vetted, so it's a lot of money.
So the lot you bought yesterday, lot 303, the Shalar Saigon T.
Yep.
So what's the family history?
Great family. I mean, Saigon T is a stakes winner. In fact, Paddy Payne tried to buy it as a yearling. And I'm giving this filly to Paddy. She's had two to race. One of them's by I'm Invincible's, won four. One at Randwick about 4 weeks ago. And it's a great family, and the second family's Boulevard of Dreams was a champion three-year-old in New Zealand in 2003 and 4. So it's a solid family, and there's a lot of good horses in it, and there's a number of good Group 1 horses down the page. But, you know, after I bought her, I said to Bill Mitchell, I said, I can't believe I bought this horse. I'm sitting there thinking it was going to go for 150, perhaps 200, and it went 90, 90, 90. I thought, gee, that's someone will put their hand up, and then bingo, I'd bought her. So that can happen. I mean, that's what it's all about.
And you mentioned Rubisaki before. I know she had a jump out. Was it at Kilmore last Friday? How's she going?
Yeah, she's great. She's in good order. Patrick said she feels amazing. She's put a lot of weight on. She's grown a lot. We had to back off her last year. You know, she had a slight injury in one of her tendons, a sheath of a tendon. Not the sheath, but ligament that goes onto the tendon. So that was just sort of swollen. So we backed off, and she didn't like the hard tracks, but she's come back in great order, and he said she feels great. She's probably about 3 weeks away, so we'll probably wait and see what she'll probably have to go to Sydney. I would have thought there's no races down here for her.
So where would you kick her off?
Could be Randwick.
Yep.
Could be the birthday card, or that's Rose Hill, the birthday card, or the week after at Randwick. So we'll just sit back and she'll tell us when she's ready, but she went really well on the jump out.
So how has she come back? What's Patrick telling you?
He says she's sensational. He
really?
Says she feels amazing. She's a lot bigger and stronger. She was always a fairly slight filly as a three-year-old, but now she's grown into herself, and she's a beautiful, big, strong mare. And, I think she'll come back, and I think everyone can look forward to seeing her racing.
And the rest of the team have been flying in recent weeks.
Been great.
Who else can we look forward to seeing soon?
Well, Fatusa's back in work with John Thompson. She was the Bob's Horse of the Year in New South Wales last year. So she's a good mare. And I've got a couple of two-year-olds. The filly that won the Sweet Embrace Stakes last week for Sarge in Sydney, my two fillies ran second and third to her in the trial, and one called Tillotson, in fact, probably trialled as well as her. And her and Extreme Time, who's the other filly, There by Deep Field and Extreme Choice there, probably about 4 weeks off racing in Sydney. So they're nice horses. And we stepped out a nice filly the night by Piero called In the Blink, who didn't have much luck at Canterbury. But she ran very well, and Chris Lees is happy with her. And Paddy's got, I think I've got 20 in work with Patrick as we speak now. So we're about to have a lot of horses racing. We've got three in Brisbane now. One of your favourites, Karchi's in Brisbane. Yes. She's going to run on Thursday at Ipswich, first up for Tony Gollan.
She goes well first up. Should we be having something on?
I think you could probably, we can all go down to the Beau Morris and have coffee after she wins. So yeah, that'd be good.
So for the RSN listeners out there, we've got Karchi on Thursday. Anything else that's in the prime colours coming up?
Yeah, we've got a nice filly called Laurelly with Patrick Payne, who should be racing shortly. And Invincible Al won again the other day. He'll go back to Eagle Farm in a couple of weeks. But you can look at, you can start to look to us having a lot of runners over the next month. We'll be sort of aiming horses at race at meetings, you know, sort of through March into April and into Warrnambool in May. There's a big team. And the other, McCain went very well the other day in a mm-hmm. jump out. So he's a nice horse. But there's a lot happening, and it's just a matter of, Patrice
Lee. How many horses have you got? And do you run to a certain number for
the
year?
I cap my team at 50, which means I've always got about 25 in work, and that's it. I can manage 50 horses quite easily. I mean, if you start getting 60 and 70, I find it a bit too harsh. I do it all myself. I don't have any staff except my wife. Marie helps me. She has a couple of hours a day, but I like to keep it at 50. I buy 15 a year, which is a rugby team. So I've got to buy the first 15 every year.
So for those who are out there now and might want to have a little share in something, yep. There are shares available?
There are. Check out our website, primethoroughbreds.com.au, or give me a ring. You know, my number's on the website. And it's been a very pleasing... it's been very pleasing for us this year, the way our horses have been received. I've had 5 inquiries come in overnight from, you know, New Zealand and around the place and Western Australia, so... but I've got horses still with Chris Lees and John Thompson. I've got a really nice filly. We're giving Matt Laurie his first horse from us. We've got a nice Sebring filly with him. And obviously Paddy Payne's always got a bit there. But they're filling up pretty quickly. I mean, we bought Capitalist and we bought good nice horses, Shalaz, and it's all good.
The listeners out there, be quick. If you want to see a horse go around in the prime colours end up the next Rubisaki, give Joe a call.
We'd love to have another Rubisaki, so they're finding horses like that. You know, we all love to buy own ones like that.
Joe, good to catch up.
Good to be here.